Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Bing Crosby. This is one of a series of programs that I have on musicians who recorded with BIX. Of course, Bing and BIX recorded together with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra and in one instance with the Frankie Trumbauer Orchestra. Let me first read from Reynolds' biography of Paul Whiteman, a little something of a Bing Crosby. I'm sure most of you know this, but nevertheless, just for the purpose of completion and having a little bit of information about Bing, I will read this short biography. Harry Lillis Bing Crosby was born on May 2, 1903 in Tacoma, Washington, died on October 14, 1977 in Madrid, Spain. Singer and actor, grew up in Spokane, Washington. As a young boy, acquired the nickname Bing because of his avid love for the Bingville Bugle, a humorous weekly column in the Spokane Spokesman Review. Attended Webster Grade School, Gonzaga High, and Gonzaga University, while in college organized a dance band, the Juicy Seven. With Bing as its drummer, the band played campus dances. Planning to go into law, Crosby took a part-time job in a law office, but when Al Rinker invited him to join the musical leaders, Crosby quit law and sang and played drums in the band, which had acquired a local following in Spokane. When the band broke up in the summer of 1925, Crosby and Rinker traveled to Los Angeles in an old Model T Ford. There, with the assistance of Rinker's sister, Mildred Bailey, they found work performing in Fanchon and Marco's traveling review, The Syncopation Idea. When this 13-week show ended, Will Morrissey hired them for his music hall review. Billed as two boys and a piano, they played theaters in Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, and Santa Barbara, and received good reviews. Paramount Public signed them up for extended engagements at the Metropolitan Theater in Los Angeles and the Granada Theater in San Francisco. Okay, I will continue reading from this a little later, but I want to get started with the music. What I'm going to do is play recordings of Bing from 1931. This was a great year for him as a soloist. And some of his best-known recordings come from this year. I will start with I Surrendered, Dear, from November 23rd, 1931. He's accompanied by the Brunswick Studio Orchestra. And I will follow that with Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams and Dream Your Troubles Away, recorded on March 2nd, 1931. Here he's accompanied by Gus Arnheim and his orchestra. So let's listen to Bing, 1931.
Costs more than I can pay. Without you, I can't make my way. I surrender, dear. I may seem proud and I may act gay. That's just a pose. I'm not that way. 'Cause deep down in my heart, I say, I surrender, dear. Those little mean things we were doing must have been part of the game, lending a spice to the wooing. Oh, but I don't care who's to blame. When stars appear and shadows fall, then you'll hear my poor heart call to you, my love, my life, my all. I surrender, dear. Can truthfully say, but for every share with tears we pay. Love is happiness, I've had happiness, but it ended one day. Now I look at life a different way. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Say, castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. And wrap your troubles in dreams, dream your troubles away. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. Whistle and dream your cares away until that sunshine peeps through. There's only one thing to do. Whistle and dream your cares away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember, sunshine always follows the rain. Whistle and dream your cares away.
I will continue reading from Reynaud's biography of Whiteman. This is the short biography of Bing Crosby. Whiteman's manager, Jimmy Gillespie, cut the duo's act at the Metropolitan, and on his recommendation they joined the Whiteman Band at the Tivoli Theater in Chicago in December 1926. Crosby and Rinker soon teamed up with Harry Barris to form Whiteman's hot vocal trio, the Rhythm Boys. They remained with Whiteman until April 1930, sang on Whiteman records, many on which Big Spiderbeck played, performed in concerts, toured vaudeville under Whiteman's auspices, and appeared in feature spots in the 1930 motion picture King of Jazz. On their own in the spring of 1930, the Rhythm Boys sang at the Coconut Grove at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. When they broke up in the summer of 1931, Crosby was signed by the Columbia Broadcasting Company for a national radio show, and having already made a series of shorts for Mack Sennett, was signed by Paramount. The big broadcast of 1932 was the first of dozens of motion pictures Crosby made for this studio. We'll continue reading after I play another couple of recordings. One I want to play now, our first Dancing in the Dark. This is from August 19, 1931. He's accompanied by the Brunswick Studio Orchestra, and I'll follow that with I'm Through with Love, recorded on June 12, 1931, again accompanied by the Brunswick Studio Orchestra. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings of Bing, 1931.
Dancing dancing in the dark. Till the tune ends, we're dancing in the dark. And it soon ends, we're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone, looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together, dancing in the dark. What though love is old, what though song is old, through them we can be young. Hear this heart of mine, make yours part of mine, dear one. Tell me that we're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. And we can face the music together, dancing in the dark.
I have given you my true love, but you love a new love. What am I supposed to do now? With you now, you're through. You'll be on your merry way, and there's only this to say. I'm through with love. I'll never fall again. Said adieu to love. Don't ever call again, for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. I've locked my heart. I'll keep my feelings there. I have stocked my heart with icy frigid air. And I mean to care for no one, because I'm through with love. Why did you lead me to think you could care? You didn't need me. You had your share of slaves around you to hound you and swear. With deep emotion, devotion to you, goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. I can never bring the thing it used to be, for I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. Did you leave me to think you could care? You didn't need me. You had your share
of slaves around you to hound you and swear with deep emotion, devotion to you. Goodbye to spring and all it meant to me. It can never bring the thing it used to be. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love.
I will finish reading now from Don Rayner's biography of Paul Whiteman, a little bit of information about Bing Crosby. Let's see, I'm here now. In the 1930s and 1940s, Crosby settled into a steady routine of motion pictures, recording sessions, and radio shows under a series of sponsors including Chesterfield, Woodbury Soap, and Kraft Cheese. During World War II, he received an Academy Award for the Best Actor in Going My Way, 1944, and went to Europe with the USO to entertain troops. After the war, Crosby switched networks to ABC and became the first national radio star to pre-record his programs. In the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, Bing made fewer motion pictures and recordings, but still remained very active until his death in 1977, from a heart attack while playing golf in Spain. Over a span of 50 years, Crosby made hundreds of records and starred in about 100 films. Yeah, he was really an amazing individual. To me, perhaps his best performance was in The Country Girl. Okay, I'll continue with the music now. Another couple of recordings. First, Just a Gigolo. This is from March 2nd, 1931, but a couple of weeks before I was born. And then I'll play Out of Nowhere, March 30, 1931. That's about a week after I was born. In Just a Gigolo, Bing is accompanied by Gus Arnheim and his orchestra. And in Out of Nowhere, he's accompanied by the Brunswick Studio Orchestra. So here is Bing, 1931.
Was in a Paris cafe that first I found him. He was a Frenchman, a hero of the war. But war was over, and here's how peace had crowned him. A few cheap medals to wear and nothing more. Now every night in this same cafe he shows up. And as he strolls by, ladies hear him say, if you admire me, hire me. A gigolo knew a better day. Just a gigolo, everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance, every night some heart betrayed. There will come a day, youth will pass away. Then what will they say about me? When the end comes, I know they'll say just a gigolo. As life goes on without me. People know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance, every night some heart betraying. There will come a day, youth will pass away. Then what will they say about me? When the end comes, I know they'll say just a gigolo. As life goes on without me. Came to me from out of nowhere. You took my heart and found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere. Made every hour sweet as a flower to me. And if you should go back to you nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me. When I least expected, kindly fate directed you to make each dream of mine come true. And if it's clear or raining, there is no explaining. Things just happen, and so did you. Came to me from out of nowhere. You took my heart and you found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere. Made every hour sweet as a flower to me. And if you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with my memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me.
Okay, another couple of recordings from 1931. First, I found a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10 cent store. This was recorded on June 12, 1931, being is accompanied by the Brunswick Studio Orchestra. I'll follow that with the Sweet and Lovely from September 14, 1931, accompanied by Victor Young and his orchestra. So here is Bing, 1931.
It was a lucky April shower. It was the most convenient door. I found a $1 million baby in a 5 and 10-cent store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for three or four. Around $1 million baby in a 5- and 10-cent store. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, just step inside my cottage door and meet the $1 million baby from the 5- and 10-cent store. Love comes along like a popular song, anytime or anywhere at all. Rain or sunshine, spring or fall. Say you never know when it may say hello in a very unexpected place. For example, take my case. She was selling china, and when she made those eyes, I kept buying china until the crowd got wise. Incidentally, if you should run into a shower, step inside my cottage door and meet my $1 million baby from the 5- and 10-cent store.
In the call of the woodland dove, as his love song echoes through the trees. There's sweetness in the rose with its symbol of love, floating on a summer breeze. But nothing can compare to the sweetness of the one and only one I love. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. Sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. Skies above me never were as blue as her eyes. Loves me. Who would want a sweeter surprise? When she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart, a song of love is taunting me, melody haunting me. And lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me. There is nothing more I can say. Da 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 da. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loved me. There is nothing more I can say.
If you have not read it, I highly recommend the Bing Crosby biography by Gary Giddens. Lots of information, lots of musical analysis, very, very well written and comprehensive and documented book. All right, let's get another couple of tunes in. First, Just One More Chance. This is from May 4th, 1931. Victor Young and his orchestra. Follow that with the Good Night, Sweetheart, October 8, 1931, Victor Young and his orchestra. By the way, all of the recordings that I have played and I will play are recorded in Los Angeles. So here is Bing, 1931.
A little prayer for just one more chance, just one more night to taste the kisses that enchant me. I'd want no others if you'd grant me just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out. For just one more chance. We spend our lives in groping for happiness. I found it once and tossed it aside. I've paid for it with hours of loneliness. I've nothing to hide. I'd bury my pride for just one more chance.
Good night, sweetheart.
till we meet tomorrow. Good night, sweetheart. Sleep will banish sorrow. Tears and parting may make us forlorn, but with the dawn a new day is born. So I'll say good night, sweetheart. Though I'm not beside you, good night, sweetheart. Still my love will guide you. Dreams enfold you, and in each one I'll hold you. Good night, sweetheart. Good night. The day is over, and its cares and woes, in peaceful sweet repose, will fade and die. A dreamy dreamland beckons you and me. How happy life would be if we could dream forever. Say good night, sweetheart. Even though I'm not always right beside you, I'll still say good night. Good night, sweetheart. I want you to know that my love will always guide you.
And dreams enfold you, in each one I'll hold you. Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Well, I saved the best for the last, so let me play now Stardust, the immortal Hugikawa Michael composition. This is from August 19, 1931, with the Brunswick Studio Orchestra, and for the last record, my all-time Bing Crosby favorite recording, Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day, recorded on November 23rd, 1931, with the Brunswick Studio Orchestra. So here is Bing, 1931.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. That melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new and each kiss an inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall, when stars are bright,
in my arms. That nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. The memory of love's refrain.
Of mine and return to the long ago, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me, and the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes like a halo tenderly. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
Bing Crosby was one of the greatest artists of the 20th century. He could sing, he could hum, he could whistle, he could scat. He was a great actor, entertainer, comedian, a major force in the entertainment business in the 20th century. Well, I didn't give discographical information about the recordings that I played. I don't have complete information, but I have some, and here is what I have. For Dancing in the Dark on August 19, 1931, the studio group includes two trumpets, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, Benny Kruger on alto sax, an unknown tenor sax, Henry Hoffman plus three unknown violins, a piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Hank Stern on brass bass, and Larry Gomar on drums. Same thing for Stardust, recorded on the same day, August 19, 1931. For Sweet and Lovely of September 4th, 1931, he's probably accompanied by Bob Ephras and another trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, unknown alto sax, tenor sax, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, an unknown piano, Joe Venuti or Harry Hoffman on violin, Eddie Lang on guitar, Hank Stern or Joe Tardo on brass bass, Stan King on drums. For Sweet and Lovely, September 14, 1931, the Victor Young Orchestra consists of probably Bob Ephras and Bonnie Berrigan on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, baritone, Larry Binion clarinet, tenor sax, unknown clarinet, alto sax, Joe Venuti, Harry Hoffman violin, Arthur Schott on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Joe Tardo on brass bass and string bass, and Larry Gomar on drums. For Goodnight Sweetheart from October 8, 1931, Victor Young Orchestra, two unknown trumpets, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Benny Kruger alto sax, unknown tenor sax, Harry Hoffman, and two unknown violins, unknown piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, question mark, Artie Bernstein on string bass, unknown drums. When the Blue of the Night from November 23rd, 1931, Benny Kruger is the leader, and he's on alto sax, Manny Klein and Jack Mollick on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, possibly Harry Bluestone or Harry Hoffman, Walter Biederman, Walt Edelstein and Joe Baum on violins, question mark, Joe Maresca on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Hank Stern on brass bass, Larry Gomar on drums. All of this information comes from the discography of Eddie Lang by Raymond Mitchell. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive. If you contend, this is